Butler. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 22, 1905. Dear Brother Butler, be not discouraged. Have faith in God. Speak the words of truth. Read the 35th chapter of Isaiah. This is the word of promise. Read also the 40th chapter. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of God shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the nigh mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah 40, verse 3-11. The whole chapter is the confirmation of the sure mercies and grace and glory of our God. The Lord desires us to gain precious victories. Our message is to be a message of faith and hope and assurance. Let faith take possession of your heart. Talk faith and hope and courage. A work is to be done in the city of Nashville, and the Lord would have the workers cleanse their souls from all iniquity and put on the robe of Christ's righteousness. If they will humble themselves before God, his salvation will be revealed. Draw nigh to God and trust in him. Wash you, make you clean. Let every worker be converted to the way of the Lord. My brother, I want you to believe. I want you to stand in faith. May the Lord increase your faith and fill your heart with courage.